Rise and scandal. Justice Secretary Alex Chalk is looking at ways to overturn convictions against the names of more than 700 branch managers. A flaw in software made it seem funds were missing when they weren't. Labour MP and Shadow Minister Catherine McKinnell says there's no more time to waste.
It's been far too long in coming in terms of government focus on how we speed up justice for the victims. It's an insidious miscarriage of justice, one of the worst we've ever seen.
A new initiative will see domestic abuse survivors receiving £2,500 in England and Wales to help them get away from those responsible. That'll be on top of an initial grant of £500, which was successfully trialled last year. A second US airline has found problems with the same Boeing plane model affected by a blowout mid-flight on Friday. United says while testing some of its 737 MAX 9s, it found bolts that needed additional tightening around some door plugs. That was the issue which caused Alaska Airlines service to make an emergency landing in Portland last week. Kelly Bartlett was on it.
If you ask if I would fly Boeing again, I mean, it's a little hard to say right now because I'm pretty shaken up from what happened. And I don't have any plans to fly in the near future, so you might have to ask me again when I'm actually ready to fly.
3D printed guns have been recorded by Police Scotland for the first time. Two incidents were logged last year. B&M doesn't expect any material impact from disruption to shipments through the Suez Canal due to attacks by Houthi militants. They've been targeting vessels that it says are linked to Israel. And apart from Lidl, Marks and Spencer's was Britain's fastest growing supermarket in the Christmas quarter. Its food sales were up 12%. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Ruth.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather for today. It is cold now, 3 degrees, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, and it should remain dry for today. There will be some sunshine poking through the clouds as you can see outside, but it is feeling very cold, going down to minus one overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Now, I did know it gone down to minus one overnight. I was frozen. I've got no heating. Still got no heating. Looks like I'm going to have a new boiler rather than the valve. Because when I've worked it out, you see, it's actually cheaper probably to get the boiler rather than have somebody come in to do the valve. It doesn't work and then it breaks again. So, and it's a very, very old boiler as well. A bit like its owner. I'm an old boiler as well. Good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward here for the next 3 hours. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of The Breakfast Show. Really love that track. S Club. There ain't nobody like an S Club party. I love that. I love that song. It always puts you in a good mood. So I'm in the studio. I've got very cold feet. My feet can't warm up this morning for some reason. And I didn't want to get in the shower this morning because there's obviously no heating. So I was like, no, you've got to have a shower before you come into the studio. You've got to do that. And then the shower, the power of the shower has dipped again. So yesterday it was quite a strong shower. And today it was like, there's hardly any water coming out. So it's all gone a little bit... yeah, peak tong, as they say. I had great fun in bed. That doesn't sound good. I'll rephrase that. I had great fun in bed last night. No, I'll rephrase that again. I had great fun in bed last night by doing some TikTok videos of me singing with a filter on. That's, do that all in one breath, Michelle. That sounds so much better. because I was sat there with my hoodie on and this filter put on sunglasses and all sorts of things. So I did a load of I'm frozen cold videos. But on a serious note, actually, I mean, as I said to you yesterday, my mum and dad's house never had central heating. But we're talking about a very long time ago. And we had like hot water bottles and probably there might have even been an electric blanket. I don't think I ever had one, but you know, that's what we had when it got really cold. And I think downstairs we had sort of, you know, fires and all sorts of things that were on, but it was the upstairs that was quite cold. But what it made me think of you know, when it got cold, because the day before wasn't so bad, obviously, because there was some heat in the house, and I've had like an electric heater on. But then last night when I got into bed and I was like, I'm really cold. I'm really cold and there's no heating. I should have brought the electric heater upstairs and put it in the bedroom. And I might do that tonight. But then it just made me think to myself, if I couldn't afford to put the heating on, this is awful. And I don't think, you know, sometimes you don't realise, because when you get in from work, it might be a bit cold, you put the heating on for a bit. And I'm sitting there in bed with my, well, actually my sister bought me this thing years ago. And I thought, that is really hideous. I've worn it loads. I've had it about 10 years. It's made of, it's kind of like a sweatshirt material, goes to the floor with a big zip up the front and a hood, okay? So you'd never go out on it. Let's put it that way. But I put it on last night and got into bed and I was like, this is really warm. But what I should have done is put some socks on. But it just made me think, if you can't, you know, with all these heating things at the moment, you just to be like that, it kind of makes you a bit miserable, you know, well, quite a lot miserable. And if you had kids and they felt cold like that, it must be awful. It was just, it wasn't good. But the having that little hood on, that made a bit of a difference. So I sat and did some videos and I did a lot of cleaning when I got in yesterday, keep myself warm, and had a king's lunch, so a lot to eat at lunchtime, something nice and warm, and then I had a little bit of toast for dinner, so I'm trying to eat that way round. So yeah, thought I'd just tell you, I am getting some quotes in, because I've got to get some quotes in for the boiler, and then hopefully I'll be able to get it fixed in the next week or two, and be significantly poorer, but have some heating in the house, just at the time we're having a nice cold snap. If you're out there on holiday somewhere and you're listening in, enjoy it. You know who I mean if you're out there. I bet you're opening up the balcony going, oh, this is lovely. Listening to Michelle back in the UK and this is amazing. We're so hot. Let's have a cocktail. Now, I've got loads of great music coming from the show. I'll be having a look at some topical news as well, and also playing out some independent music too. We've got guests coming up hopefully later this week as well, as the guests start to come back. And I've also got a great song from the Crayon set as well. So that's all coming up on the show. So stay with me for the next 3 hours. I'll try and keep you entertained and a few laughs along the way. Let's kick off the show with Razor Light, the Golden Touch. And if you want to get in contact, you can do across my socials, Eat My Brunch or Michelle Ward Music, and you can send me a voice message on Messenger and I can play that out on air, or you can send me a text message as well on radio@phoenixfm.com, or just send it on Messenger. There we just send it on Messenger. Right, I need a hot cup of coffee.
I know a girl with a golden touch. She's got enough, she's got too much. But I know you wouldn't mind. You could have it all if you wanted. You could have it all if it matters so much. But then all they know is how to put you down. When you're there, they're your friend. But then when you're not around, they say, oh, she has changed. You know what they mean? Well, they mean they're just jealous, because they never do the things they wish that they could do so well. The kind of girl, yeah, she's never alone. You leave 1,000 messages on her phone.
were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We are your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under-16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Phoenix FM.
game on the scene. All the baddies in the wild. Don't you dare touch the dial. Just a black a heart attack for ya. Just a black a heart attack. I'm talking little jeans, tiny hat, Evan Smith, tiny sack, drama king, sing it loud. Drag that shit all over town. Play it like a heart. Bodies on, bodies wild, body cam, only fans, features bad, only fans. We're playing it like a heart attack for ya. We're playing it like a heart attack against all New Jersey's finest, New Yorker, unreliable reporter, pop music order, some guy playing quarters. But I'm wearing a heart attack, baby. A Mikey Freedom heart attack. So kiss me on the cheek.
I've just gotten the coffee. Had to have a nice cup of coffee. Yeah, do you know I bought that coffee machine a couple of weeks ago? I don't mind it, but it seems to give my tummy a little bit of soreness. You know, in the top part. I don't know, because it's like fresh coffee. It's so strong. It's so strong. And I didn't... my friends got one of the good machines. It's got milk in it and all sorts of things. This one is more of... I think it's an espresso machine I bought. I should have really looked into it more. It's a lovely little unit in the kitchen. Yeah, do you know, when I got in yesterday, I thought I've got to get stuff done. So I set myself a goal. I set myself a goal, and I didn't do the extra bit because I'm trying to get things under control at home at the moment. So the bathroom is pristine, and I was like, I changed everything around, moved pictures and all sorts of things. And then I thought, I'm going to tackle the kitchen cupboards. This is my plan for this week, because I've got things on a low shelf, which means I have to bend over to pick stuff up. And I'm like, oh, because of my back. And and then I've got other things in the cupboards that I can't actually reach. So I'm going to have to sit on the floor. Mind you, there's no heating, so that's going to be really cold. I might do it. I might not. I just want to rearrange. I don't know why. I've got it in my head to rearrange the kitchen cupboards, take stuff out. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it all out. And then, you know, you look at it and you go, why did I do that? But that's what I'm like when I do. And then I'll go off and do something else and then come back to it and then go and do something else and then come back to it. I'm terrible. I'm terrible at doing things like that. I don't know why I do it. Maybe I'm a bit highly strung. Oh, what a lead-in to a song, Michelle. That's smooth. This is Spandau Ballet with Highly Strung. I'm not highly strung. We'll be right back.
Show All eyes baby to the freak it chose. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't come in high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life come on humming, then we hit Spain. Do we beat with the deal, we get insane.
Hey,
Flo Rida featuring Sia with Wild Ones.
I'm a wild one taming now, running with wolves and I'm on the prowl.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the roads now. As I was coming in to Phoenix this morning, I was a little bit late because on the M25, nearly back to Lakeside, in fact, the queuing traffic to get on to Brook Street roundabout is horrendous. It's saying delays of about 4 minutes. I think it must be slightly longer than that. It's really bad traffic. So avoid it if you can, because obviously Brook Street roundabout is not good either. And then as you come off the Brook Street roundabout onto the A1023, you've got those temporary traffic signals again causing a blockage on London Road at Spittle Lane. Now you can cut down if you come off of the Brook Street roundabout and you want to do a little bit of an avoidance as you come off. You can turn down Wiggly Bush Lane, but don't go down Weald Parkway because that's flooded. So Wiggly Bush Lane, then go to Weald Road and you can cut round the back and then come out further along on the A1023 or head down to the Yonger Road from there. That would be my advice this morning. A lot of traffic everywhere. I got caught in it this morning as well. You've also got some roadworks. Oh, sorry, no through traffic. Cricketers Lane both ways. A128 Bruntwood Road to Cricketers Row as well. Heading up the A12 towards Chelmsford, you've got a clear run. No issues there. And M25, Brook Street roundabout up to the M11. That is clear. A little bit busy, as I said, on the Brook Street roundabout. Quite busy there. So if you're heading over that way, you're probably going to get a little bit stuck in that traffic. Now, I was looking at some YouTube. I love YouTube, as you know, and I was watching somebody on YouTube this morning who I've seen before, and I can't remember. He's a he's like a podcast type thing, and he's really, really good. But this morning, he was talking about Madonna. Now, you might have seen, I mentioned it last week, Madonna was actually, there's a video of her in a silver outfit where she's sort of, you know, holding on to something and doing a bit erratic dancing, okay? She could dance better than me and probably better than most of you, actually. But she was on a platform that was right up in the air and she was secured on round the waist and she was holding on because she was dancing above the crowd. I mean, you know, way above the crowd. So her dancing was a little bit, you know, all over the place. But, you know, she's an icon. And I keep saying, you know, well, I think at 65 she should, you know, shouldn't be doing it. And, you know, women of that age, you know, you need to be dignified and you need to be dressing. Oh, well, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't. If you want to be 75 and you want to wear a miniskirt and you want to wear high heels, and there's a woman actually over in America who looks amazing. She's about 80. She's just recently actually broke her hip, so she says she might be out of heels for a while. But she looks like Dolly Parton, but she's an 80-odd-year-old Dolly Parton. She looks amazing. And she's dressed up every day, has a makeup on, and I can't remember her name, but she's just a fascinating woman. And there's loads more women that are out there that dress differently, that you know, have their hair different, and they're into their 70s 70s and 80s, there isn't a set thing for women. And I don't see this guy mentioning people like, you know, he's not talking about any of the, like Tom Jones, or maybe talking about Rod Stewart, or, you know, people of that kind of age, or, you know what I mean? It's because she's a woman, and I find that really... And she shouldn't be doing it. And it's, but people will go and see her. He said, oh, she's got some tickets over that people are not buying. But over here, she was sold out. And I know she has been basically selling out everywhere she's gone, because she's got a massive amount of fans. The woman's been around for about 40 years. He said, oh, she hasn't created any good music and blah, blah, blah. And I was getting really annoyed. I mean, yeah, have your opinion. And the video is a bit taken out of context, because she's up in the air, way up in the air, and she's holding on, and she's sort of, you know, dancing about. I don't care. Why would anyone care? It's up to her what she wants to wear and what she wants to do. And if I had her body, I'd probably wear the same thing. You know what I mean? I would wear the same thing. Yeah, was it? Oh yeah. What do you think, Mrs. G? I see. I don't like this. You know, at 65, you should be dignified, and you should wear, you know, wear things that are correct, and you should cover yourself up a bit more, and you know, you shouldn't be dancing like that, and it's a bit embarrassing. Why? Who made those rules? I like Madonna. In fact, I didn't like her when I was younger. I think I was a bit jealous, actually. But I didn't like her when I was younger very much. But now I really like her. She's probably not, I wouldn't say in person she's going to be like somebody you can have a chat with. I don't think she's, you know, I don't think personally... For some, I get a feeling that I probably wouldn't get on with somebody like Madonna. I think she's probably going to be quite hard work, because she is a superstar and she's used to people fawning all over her. But as what she's achieved with pop and reinventing herself and going on and still doing gigs now, I think that's brilliant. Here she is with Borderline. And my friend saw her this year and said it was great. And if she's gigging in 10 years' time and I'm still there, I'm going to go and see her as well.
Baby, local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Will you stay with me? Will you be my love as the days get longer? Will you follow me? Never let me go. Let's keep dreaming, dreaming as the sun goes down. Stars are dancing, dancing as the world turns round.
When it's said and done, I'll keep holding on, even in silence. I can hear your voice through all of the noise. Yeah, yeah. We'll keep dreaming, dreaming till the sun goes down. Yeah,
we'll keep dancing, dancing as the world turns round and round and round and round.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Phoenix FM.
All I could do, I've done. Down every road, I've run. Just trying to find someone. But I did it all for nothing. Looked for the fire, got burned. Held out so much hope, it hurt. They're not mistakes I've learned. When it comes to love, I'm searching for not just someone I can live with. I want someone I can't live without. Not just someone I can be with. I need someone I can't be without. Feel worthless, you should have felt priceless. I was in the wrong, yeah, but now I'm gonna write this. No, I didn't see it from the start, but now I know exactly who you are. You're not just someone I can live with, you're someone I can't live without. Not just someone I can be with, but you're someone I can't be without. Felt priceless. I was in the wrong, yeah, but now I'm gonna write this. Didn't see it from the start, but now I know exactly who you are.
in that dress. Just another love, this only happens once. Can I just? Just another love, this only happens once. Can I just?
Someone I can live with.
You're someone I can't live without. I want it, oh, and then some.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart.
loving that song. That is Abby Flynn with My Own Woman. What a great track that is. Let's have a little look. Well, the sunshine's come out. My legs don't feel as cold as they did about 10 minutes ago, which they felt very, very cold. Yeah, I know. I know we got to talk about the weather because it's, you know, we're from the UK and that's what we do, don't we? We moan about the weather. We moan and we like to have a little bit of a moan. Another person I follow on, this is on TikTok. I don't know her name, but she's absolutely fantastic. She basically, there's a thing, I think Vanity Fair do like a little chat with celebrities about their diets, you know. And then what she does is she sort of critiques it. So you get a lot of the celebrities going, I wake up in the morning, I have some hot water and lemon juice, and then I'll have a little bit of avocado, and then for lunch I'll have a salad with maybe some nuts and some berries. And she's going, where's the protein? Like, where's the food? And they go, well, I want to be really naughty, I might have a slice of pizza. And you just know by looking at the celebrity, they don't eat slices of pizza. There's no way you can stay that slim and eat a diet like you and I would, you know, quit sneaky sausage roll every now and again, because they must work out all the time. I mean, I don't know, it seems, I think food is such a pleasure, and you know I always talk about food. I couldn't imagine, I don't know, even if I had a chef, which I haven't, I couldn't imagine, you know, eating just horrible kind of food. Or with no flavour, because you've got to have flavour, and what gives food flavour is fats, isn't it? And fats are quite good for you now. If you go back to like the 90s or 80s, it was like, don't eat fat, and now it's like, yes, you do need fat in your diet. Does help. Obviously, eating the right fats helps. I don't know. They have really strange sort of old breakfast. I mean, I have had avocado on toast. It was quite fashionable a few years ago. But it's not something I'd want to really kind of do on a regular basis. Unless it's topped with a load of bacon and maybe a fried egg and some chilli flakes. And that makes makes a little bit better. Now, but this morning, so the last couple of days, I've been having my Weetabix for breakfast, which isn't very celebrity-like. But then this morning, I had a beautiful sausage with a free-range egg. In a bread roll, but it's not, I can't remember which one it is. I can't eat them very often because they give me quite bad indigestion. But you know what gave me really bad indigestion? I bought the fake bacon, which I like, because normal bacon gives me indigestion. But the fake bacon, which is basically pea protein, but tastes a little bit like bacon, that gave me worse indigestion than the actual bacon did. I know. Anyway, my favourite track. Shall I end, getting towards the end of this first hour? I'm going to play this track. It's Jungkook with Usher with Standing Next to You. It's my current favourite. And the video is someone else.
I brush up on this funk and give me miracles. Making on how we love to ride is something we control. Like heaven and earth moves whenever we touch. No, for real, I know you feel that. The universe approves when you and I dance. So elegant in heaven, send these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too early to leave, we go. All night, screaming, I'll testify this loving. Ooh, screaming, I'll testify that we'll survive the time.
right here.
Oh yeah.
You feel it? Coast. We rolling yet? Coast.
Standing next to you. Loving that track. Absolutely loving it. Do check it out. It's Jungkook and Usher standing next to you, and the video is just like, it really makes me want to learn how to do the dances. You can actually go onto TikTok and learn how to do it. There's a Beyonce one at the moment, you know, if you like it and you want to burn a ring, that one, they slow it down, so it goes, if you like it and you want to burn a ring on it, and then you can follow it and they break it down for you. But when I've looked at myself trying, in my head, I think I should go on Strictly Come Dancing, if I was a celebrity, that is, because I'd be really good. But the reality is, when I filmed myself trying to do any of these things, my arms move, but my legs stay in the same place, which is sad. I'll be back with more after the news. Here is Faygo and Whitney Houston with Higher Love.
There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I'll look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see.
Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show
that goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30 second.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you and join us on a Tuesday evening for Simp City. It starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.